This is URN.
URN.
University.
Radio.
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 Nottingham.
Hello and welcome back to The Culture Show. The time is 5:35 and you're here with Ellie, Mel and Liberty. We're now going to go and talk about the ye olde trip.
Ye olde. Ye old trip to Jerusalem, which is the oldest inn in England.
Yes, a classic Nottingham
gem,
yeah, hidden gem.
Yeah, dating back to 1189, which is pretty crazy.
Mm.
We went yesterday, didn't we, Liberty?
Yeah, we did. It was very nice.
What were your first impressions?
I was very excited to go because I love historic buildings and it's the oldest one. My first impressions were that it was very warm for how cold it looked, because it has like old stone ceilings, like stone archways. And it's very cozy as well, but very like a bit of a rabbit warren. There's like lots of different rooms on different levels. So it was fun to choose one to find a table at.
Definitely. And we were pleasantly surprised with the food. Honestly, amazing.
It looked
our friends
so good.
Got, I think it was pie of the day, which was lamb. Oh, just divine. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I just think the whole atmosphere really worked.
What did you eat? Pie as
I
well.
I had scampi and chips. I was just craving scampi. I just was in one of those moods. Yeah. And Liberty got.
I got something called the Dirty Burger, which was a burger with cheese and chili con carne on top of it. And,
wow.
And also it came with rosemary salted fries, and I love rosemary, so.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. It was a winner. Yeah. But I think definitely I would have to say the pies looked amazing. And I think that was their speciality and what they...
Yeah.
I think they have their dishes that they can really do well, like the classic Sunday roast. We definitely need to go for a Sunday roast.
Yeah, I want to.
I think that would be amazing.
The pies were special, though, on their winter warmers menu. So I think as well, because it was a special meal, they went all out.
Yeah, definitely. So I've got a little bit of history for you gals.
Tell us
I'm
more.
Sure you'll enjoy, you history people. So in 1760, Thomas Tennyson Esquire of Sinsensby, wherever that is, I'm not really sure, sold the Pilgrim to William Marriott, an innkeeper, for the sum of 52 shillings. Interesting. Back to shillings days. You know, I don't do history. Back to the shillings days. The property is spoken of as having a garden and a piece of land. It is stated to be situate in... I can't speak to you. I'm really starting to get very tired. In Brewhouse Yard, and is subject to a yearly chief rent of two... I don't even know what that means. 2S 8D to the Duke of Leeds? Not really sure. Just giving you some look. In 1776, William Marriott sold it to William Stanford of Nottingham. There we go.
There we go.
Gentleman, for £110. That's crazy how inflation. Gonna have an economics chat now.
I'm afraid I can't join for that. But I love like buildings that are have so much history to them. Like you said, Liberty, like they're just so cool.
You just felt fully engrossed in that kind of historical atmosphere, fully immersed. And
I love being inside a building and imagining like the centuries of people that have been in there before, things that would have happened like in that room, and the room that we were in especially. So like I said before, there's lots of different places you can choose to get your table, and the room that we were in used to be a place where I think one of the managers or one of the owners had used to have a sort of a secret love affair with someone. They used to meet up in that room have little meetings, and I think just those places that have so much history are so interesting, because you just imagine all the conversations that have gone on there before your one. And
it really gets your imagination going.
That is why I love history. Like, imagine it, just thinking about all that, all the possibilities of all the things that happened before you, like real people.
Yeah. If my grandpa's listening to this, he's going to love it, because he loves the idea of history just bringing out your imagination.
Yeah.
And I've actually got an interview, but I'm going to have to pardon my voice. It was really awful yesterday. I just didn't have it. So just going to have to bear with. So I'm at Ye Olde Trip to Jerusalem with Camilla, a student from the University of Bath,
visiting the oldest inn in England. So, Camilla, what are your first opinions on the pub?
I think it's very quaint. It's very English, and it seems to be quite hustly and busy. I think there's a good vibe, good feel, and I think this is like the epitome of England. So, it's very enjoyable.
Yeah. Do you think there's any unique selling points to the pub?
Definitely. I think the stone on the walls and also on the ceilings is quite unique. I've not seen it before. And the dark wood. And it's very dark, but also quite warming with the fireplaces.
Yeah. You feel at home?
I feel at home.
What have you ordered and why?
I have ordered a pie. It's a lamb pie. The reason I ordered it is because I don't have much meat at university, so I thought I would have some lamb.
Splash out.
Yeah, and I felt like a bit of mashed potato and some nice warm gravy because it's very hard to make.
Very nice. And do you think it's important to preserve local gems like the old trip to Jerusalem?
Definitely. I think because it's so old, I'm surprised, you know, they're letting people in, to be honest, because it's so old. And I think we definitely do, because we want to, you know, have sustainable development. We want people to be able to enjoy it in future. And we can't be selfish, so I think it's good to preserve them. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
This is URN.
Had to wrap that up pretty quickly because my voice, as you can tell, was definitely struggling. But no, that was quite interesting to get a student's opinion. And that's why I quite like, there wasn't one kind of generation there. It was a mix.
Yeah.
It was very, you know, a bit of an eclectic mix going on there. You had the older gen, like the locals.
Mm.
Also students were there. We saw some of my friends from my course. So
really?
It's quite interesting, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice when you have places like that where everyone like comes together and mixes. Mm. It's like a really nice mixed atmosphere.
Yeah, because I've only been to the old trip once. And it was really weird when we went because the official Robin Hood tour guide of Nottingham was there and he was a bit drunk. And
he was convinced he was Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Absolutely convinced. And our friend got a selfie with him. He was like, I really want a selfie of Robin Hood. And he said, you know what?
That's me.
I'll bless you with that.
Yeah. So that was a bit weird. But it is, I don't know whether you were in the similar parts of where we went when I went.
No, we went into a smaller room, didn't we?
Yeah.
Liberty managed to, because it was very busy. We didn't think we'd get a table. We thought we'd have to sit outside. But
yeah.
Liberty managed to find this cute little quaint room.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's quite cool that it's within the caves as well.
Mm.
Yeah. And the fact that I think Nottingham's going for City of Culture in 2026, I think, or something like that.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that's like a big part of it, how like there's kind of so much natural history within the city, and it's a city, but there's also like so much history and so much kind of like there's forests and there's like Wollaton Hall and all these kind of things that are really make Nottingham
what
they are.
There's just a plethora of different kind of architecture as well. That's what I love.
Yeah.
I love that word. But there's so much going on architecturally, which I think, you know, dating back to 1187.
Yeah, completely.
Right up till anything. But we should go to the next interview, which is actually with Liberty.
So I'm here with Liberty and Francesca, a couple of students who are visiting your trip to Jerusalem for the first time. So what are your first opinions on the pub?
I really love how it's built into the rock. It's probably my favourite part. I just think it's really homely, and I really love all the different levels when you go up those different staircases. I think it's really sweet.
What do you think, Liberty?
I think it's really interesting because I think I'm like a part of history visiting this place because it's the oldest inn in England, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. So this is your first time. What do you think this compares to other pubs?
Other pubs I've been to haven't really been that old. I've never been somewhere this old anyway. So there's definitely that traditional English vibe that you don't get from just your average pub, which I think is really, really nice.
Very nice. What do you think of the menu?
Yeah, I think it's really nice. They offer a really wide range of classic pub food options. I had a burger and chips, which was really lovely. Also, all the chips are rosemary fried, so I'm a big fan of rosemary. But yeah, they also have like your classics like fish and chips, scampi and chips, and roast dinners.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
This is URN.
So you can tell Liberty enjoyed the rosemary chips. That's come up twice now. So
a big selling point for me.
You know what to get from the old trip.
Clearly the food is obviously a big part of their...
It's just amazing. I think we were so hungry as well because we'd been walking around town all day and we were just craving some pub food.
Mm.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just the best thing.
Yeah.
It's so nice when you get that two-in-one experience where you want really good quality food and it's such an interesting place, because sometimes places that have such unique selling points like the old trip don't need to put as much effort into the food because people will visit them anyway, and it's nice to see that it all comes together.
I think they were definitely aware of how they not promote themselves but
market
they
themselves
market themselves, that's the word. They're definitely there for, as I said before, so many generations, like the whole expanse of it, and their focus on the food, the architecture, the interior design, the lighting, everything they just thought about. Which I thought really made the experience very enjoyable.
I think it's funny because it kind of feels like, for me, from what I can remember, it felt like it was a country pub experience rather than in the middle of a city.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is quite...
That's an interesting point, actually, because it kind of transports you to a kind of different...
You feel like you're like in the Middle Ages in a country pub, like...
But really, you're in a really urbanised area.
Definitely.
Just this little pub that's been preserved, which I think is quite amazing.
Yeah.
University. This is
University
Radio
Nottingham.
Hello and welcome back to The Culture Show. The time is 5:50 and you're joined by Ellie Mel and Liberty, our special guest for today.
Hello.
So, we were talking about your trip to Jerusalem.
We were indeed.
Our favourite pub.
Yeah.
Because we're cultural.
Well, I was just thinking, like, the fact, because we were talking about how the fact that it feels like you're in a country and you're in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Like, with all the other kind of competition of restaurants in Nottingham, like, there's lots of kind of chain restaurants and modern restaurants. And the fact that that's available is just really cool.
Mm, definitely. Bit of a change.
But we've got one more interview with...
I really don't want to play this, my voice. Okay, I asked these locals for an interview and my voice...
These locals.
And my voice was literally gone. Like, I just think they thought I was really weird.
Well, we're all going to have a good time listening to this interview then.
So I'm here with Anna Skinner, a local in Nottingham. What are your opinions on the pub, and have you been here before?
I have been here before. It's got quite a lot of history. It's a nice place to hang around. There's dogs and babies places, which I love, because that's, you know, the whole community, and you get to sort of say hello to the dog. Not so much hello to the baby.
Dogs are important, let's be honest. What do you think of the architecture?
It is really good, yeah. You can tell it's built into a cave. It's quite old. I like the dusty reality of the cave.
Yeah. Do you have any favourite stalls here, food-wise?
Anything food wise, it seems alright. I haven't really ordered much, to be honest.
You more on the beer?
The beer is good, I can definitely, I haven't got the best taste in beer, I'm a bit of a log drinker.
Well, thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Okay, thank you.
This is URN.
So there we go, that was a sufficiently awkward interview.
With mute Melissa.
My voice slowly dying. Any final conclusive comments on your trip?
Well, we were just talking about like the architecture of it, weren't we, a little bit? And the fact that Fran's an architecture student.
Yeah.
It's obviously interesting for her to go there as well. Like, did she have any specific kind of comment on that?
Yeah, I think she found it quite interesting how it was built into the cave, and that kind of stone was like a principal architectural feature to it all. I don't really know architecturally what... Obviously, it's very unique and it's kind of like in the middle of an urban area.
Yeah.
Which is also quite an interesting concept.
Yeah.
You'll have to ask an architect. But what would you guys say from an outsider's point of view?
She did say that she'd actually been there...
On a trip.
Organised by the architecture department. So, it's interesting that it's definitely recognised by the university as a as a place to go for that.
Mm.
My favourite thing about your trip was as soon as we walked in, there's a board on the wall and it shows all of the owners. So it lists all of the owners or the landlords and landladies of the pub,
dating back to
the beginning and then to the present day. So it's so nice because you can see the succession of ownership. And in some cases, I think it's passed through, you know, families, it's passed through friends. It's there's a lot of different, you know, human relationships involved. So I think it's nice. It contains so many stories.
Yeah.
Could you compare it to anything? Because I know in Durham, obviously, I bet there's quite a lot of historical pubs and things like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I know I saw on the wall as well, like, they definitely market themselves very well, your trip. They've got all of their history and interesting stories.
They sell merchandise as well, which is quite interesting.
Oh, yeah. You can get some your trip shirts, jumpers. but yeah, I saw that it is haunted. There's like tales of ghosts going around, and especially of the old, you know, staff that used to work there and things. And I know that in Durham we've got supposedly the most haunted pub in England. So
we've got the oldest and you've got the most haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Definitely a selling point to come visit. But I'm not actually sure. I don't know the pubs of Durham too well.
Should do a pub crawl.
Yeah, I should do a pub crawl. Because we normally drink in our student bars a bit more, so I'm not sure. But I think this is an example of how good it is to go out into your town, like wherever you are at uni, and to go actually see pubs and places of interest and that are historical around you, rather than just stick to your...
No, it's good to have friends to visit, because then you're forced to find something that's kind of unique to your city.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice to go out and see.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
This is URN.
The Culture Show Breakdown.